This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Guaranteed the good day way to start the day will make it a better day if you're starting your day. Thank you. If you aren't starting your day and you're still hanging around, good for you. 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. And Ken Kessler, Mr. McFadden is gone.
And oh, wait. Forgotten. But we have a replacement.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. Say hello to the new co-host.
Hi, Siri.
Siri, say hello.
Hello.
He's shy.
I'm looking at the leaves as they turn here.
Oh, I'm
yesterday,
so jealous.
I took a plane ride. I piloted a plane.
How was it? You did your lesson yesterday.
2 hours. I flew over the farms, looked down, and it was, at first, I don't know if panic is the right word.
I would. But I'd poop on myself.
I'm holding on to this stick. The kid is the flying instructor, and up with me, he's 26 years old, been flying since he was 16, and he's very confident, very easy, loves this plane, but I never felt what it was like to actually have the controls of a plane. So I'm.
Now, was Meredith with you at the time, or was
No, she wouldn't
too?
Go. No, she okay. had the last minute. She, and the plane's small, it's a four-seater, but I wouldn't sit in the back of it. It's claustrophobic city. But the glass, there's a big bubble over the cockpit, so you can see everything, and I'm banking at 35. 5 degrees and looking down over the side and holding onto the stick. And then he said, well, here's how it works. He said, just let go. I let go. He let go. And the plane sort of started to crawl up a little bit. There was a little turbulence at lower altitude, so we went up to 4,500 feet and flew above the clouds. And it was so smooth. And I learned how to do the trim and learned how, you know, it really is, once you understand the principles of it. Well, I don't know if, I'm not sure I loved it, because when I came back down, it took me 3 or 4 hours. It actually took me to about last night to calm down, whatever it was. I haven't sweat that much for a
it's
long
anxiety.
Time.
Anxiety, I'm sure, yeah.
But yet, there's the wonderful feeling. I'm thinking these guys who are pilots of these big commercial airliners and what they must feel. I mean, it becomes old hat if you do it every day. But it just felt like something that was not like of this world, even. It was just superb.
Will you do it again?
Yeah, I'd do it again.
Okay.
Yeah, I would do it again, one way or the other. All right, so let's see.
Okay, and you made it home safe.
Oh, it was great. I told you, when I got home, I went out and chopped corn and did my usual thing, tripping around in the field. It's wonderful. I had my wits about me and my body about me.
That's right.
Yes. All right, so Halloween will be in the news. We get closer and closer and closer to the end of the month. Halloween parade. You having a Halloween parade in Los Angeles?
I'm having a Halloween party that I invited you to. That's
you invited me to your Halloween party?
Yes, I sent you an invite.
Do I have to dress up?
Of course you do.
What would I dress up? What do you think would be a good
Well, you have that wig, don't you? Don't you have the terrible
that
wig you bought to go
father.
To my mom's party?
Oh, yeah. That's right, too. I went to a Halloween party at Jennifer's mother's house a number of years ago, and your father and I went to the store.
It was her birthday. It was her 60th birthday that you came
Oh, is that
to.
It was? Okay.
Yeah, well, you had to dress up 60s style.
Right. So your father and I went to get the hairdos.
Yeah, you got wigs. I think my wigs. Dad had an afro, and you had some sort of weird dark Justin Bieber wig.
Yeah, mine was infested. With something, I think I aged for weeks after that.
Yeah, no, just, I invited you to my Halloween party.
Is there a picture of that somewhere around? You can bribe me, probably.
It's hysterical. No, me dressed as a flower child, and then with my dad with his afro, and you with your wig. Yeah, I'll dig it out.
Yeah,
be perfect. We can recirculate.
Right. So the Halloween poll today at DougSteffen.com. We're 2 weeks from Halloween. Are you planning to dress up? Let's see how that shook out.
I'm going to be a mob wife.
A mob wife. Good. Okay. There's an idea for you, Meredith. You can go to the mob. We're going to a Halloween party. She can go as a mob wife.
That's awesome. And you could be a pimp. It'll be perfect.
Oh, it would be great. Yeah. That'd be wonderful.
Nice.
Are you planning to dress up is the question. I doubt it. 38% of you said that. 22% said, yes, I do every year. 21% said, I haven't decided yet. 19% said, no. No. No Halloween for me. It's for kids.
Oh, come on.
Mary's got to dress up as Charlotte. Now, another thing that is part and parcel of conversation today that is not about Ebola and it's not about what's going on in the Middle East, because there's nothing really new. Ebola is still a big problem. Middle East is still a big problem. That hasn't changed, folks, since yesterday. So I can underscore all of this stuff that everybody else is talking about, but what does it get us? Where are we? The day people are theorizing. Now, I'm no economist. But the markets, I'm not, no. But I actually, I have common sense when it comes to things. I've learned the hard way also in buying and selling on the stock market. And I know that as a small investor, you get it in the neck frequently. And so as small investors fled the stock market yesterday, a lot of people put a lot of money into bonds. The global economic slowdown is intensifying because there is no leadership. This is the story about Ebola that is important today. There is no leadership. So the Ebola situation is getting out of hand, or at least if you read the newspaper, watch television, listen to the radio news, it's out of control. I don't know that.
Well,
it
you
is.
Know how you can tell that is that President Obama, instead of fundraising yesterday, took the day off, which never happens, so that he can focus on Ebola.
Really?
Took
the day off from golf?
No, he took it from fundraising. He's supposed to go to New York for a fundraiser and took it off so he could focus on Ebola, because he's 3 weeks away from an election. That shows you there was no leadership on
it. Right. So I asked the question earlier on whether your decisions at the voting booth when you go, or if you've already gone, well, have anything to do with leadership, the party that's leading, both of them are not leading. Neither
of
them.
Nobody trusts anybody anymore.
Right. So well, then where do we go? Where do we find solutions? And that's the question that everybody is asking. I think that's the important question here. And so there.
You know, and the sad thing is, Dougie, is that there are people out there who would be great candidates who just simply can't afford to run.
Right.
And make her big. You know, we have an example in California. There, Neil Kashkari is running against Jerry Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's invested half, 50% of his worth. He's worth $4 million. He spent $2 million of his own dollars on this campaign, and he's gonna. I mean, I predict he'll maybe get 30% of the vote if he's lucky.
Yeah.
You know, because you have these career politicians, everybody knows their name. How do you ever run against that unless you have a ton of cash?
Mm-hmm. You don't, and that's we've ruined the system. Kenny's starting to say something.
Oh, I was just saying you can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
No.
Regular people can't. It's regular people can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy might be great. You know, this Neil Kashkari is very. He's a good candidate for California because he's socially very liberal. He's for gay marriage. He's for abortion, but he's fiscally conservative. So he's actually someone that might work in California as a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just no way. I mean, there's no way that you could unseat someone like Jerry Brown, and that's too bad. That's when we need to talk about election reform and perhaps giving people a set amount of money to run on as part of just what they get for becoming a candidate.
If you are not busy tonight and you're not interested in politics, you might want to go to a lecture on Islamophobia called The Muslims Are Coming! The Muslims Are Coming! The Muslims are coming.
Where, pray tell, is this lecture being held?
This is at the Mid-Manhattan Library in New York City. Arun Kundanari is the lecturer, and the focus is The Problem in America of Islamophobia. Subtitled, The Muslims Are Coming! The Muslims Are Coming! The Muslims Are Coming! The Muslims Are Here! What's the problem? Not a problem with Muslims. Problem with the fringe elements. I thought it was interesting. I had mentioned earlier that I watched the highly touted HBO encounter between Ben Affleck and Bill Maher on his program last week, which is syndicated on HBO, and then they play it over and over and over and over and over again on the various HBO channels. It's usually done, I think, live Friday night. So, anyway, the discussion about Muslims, what the problem is with them, how to handle them, got out of control, kind of. It wasn't handled well because Maher didn't read Ben Affleck's body language particularly well. And there was another guy who written named Sam Harris. I don't know that much about him. Do you know anything about him?
Not much, no.
A writer and complainer, pretty much the same as Maher.
Complainer.
Gotten as much,
That's why he's on that show.
Yeah, right, exactly. He's all complaining all the time.
You know, I have to give props to Ben Affleck, though, for a couple of things.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I'm not, I didn't agree with what he said. I didn't agree with,
Muslims?
On a very basic level, I agreed with what he said, but I don't think it was based in reality. I don't think it was, I don't know. But I, what I will say is that I give him credit for being such a well thought out, he provides a good argument. He's well thought out. He's well read. And you don't find that a lot in the celebrity world. I mean, how long is it going to take him to run for office? Another
Ben Affleck wants
years,
to run for senator in Massachusetts.
Oh, he's going to, and he'll win. Absolutely.
Yeah, easily. But his language was a little salty, but that's what Mara's all about. You know, there's nothing.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It's HBO.
So let's have it. All right. The other thing having to do with Halloween, if I can go backwards just for a moment, we have a story at DougStephan.com today about clowns.
Oh, scary.
Well, that's the thing. Yesterday we had something. All of a sudden, there are all these scary clowns. Kenny, what the heck's going on?
I don't think it's anything recent. I think it's getting into the news media more. But I think there have been people who've been afraid of clowns for a long time. And they've popped up in horror movies and scary stories. Stephen King had one like 30 years ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but now we seem to be paying more attention to it for whatever the reason is you have suggested. We have a story today at DougStephan.com about some of the real clowns. The essence of the story is looking at clowns yesterday and looking at clowns today. Clowns are more often associated with fear than good times. When I was a kid, Clarabelle was fun. Now, clowns, and this is because of the movies, I didn't mention anything else, right?
Well, this latest thing is because of the new season of American Horror Story, which has a very sinister and bad clown on it.
And well, and don't forget, did you guys hear about the clowns in Northern California that are actually committing crimes?
Yes. Yeah. We talked about that the other day.
You know, there's that, too. The criminal clowns aren't any fun.
Who's afraid of the big bad clown, the big bad clown, the big bad clown? Are you afraid of clowns is the question, the poll question today at DougStephan.com. A, yes, I can't stand them. B, sometimes they give me the creeps. C, depends on the clown. D, not at all. I love clowns. Clowns were supposed to be, I thought originally, were supposed to be fun. Thus, I make the reference back again to Clarabelle, about whom we were talking the other day. So I guess now, can we tell the time, Clarabelle? What time is it?
Attention guys looking to reclaim space in the bathroom. Husband and wife design team, hosts and do-it-yourself experts Mark and Teresa Clement have partnered with Dove Men Plus Care on their Hair to the Throne program to show men everywhere how to do it.
Men report having only a third of the bathroom space for their things, according to a recent Dove Men Plus Care survey, and they're often reaching for items that belong to their partner instead of products that are made especially for them.
Dove Men Plus Care makes fortifying hair care products made just for men and wants to help them reclaim a bathroom space of their own.
The good news is you can win a renovation to make that transition easier. Enter the Hair to the Throne contest through October 24th, and three lucky guys will have the chance to win a bathroom renovation and the product to stock it. To enter, go to DoveMenCare.com. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. The Dove Men Plus Care Hair to the Throne contest is sponsored by Canopco Incorporated, DBA Unilever. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C., 18 and older.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Every time I rev my engine down an open stretch of road, I'm glad I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because nothing feels better than saving money with Geico. Except maybe the time I saved a life. A squirrel's life. Gave that little feller mouth to mouth, and then he bit me. On second thought, saving money with Geico probably feels better.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Well, it's time now for our one-hit wonder contest. This is a song by a group that
yes,
only
it
has
is, Dougie.
One hit. It is a song.
You're gonna be let sure. Me introduce you all to Captain Obvious.
Wait just a second. Calm down, will you? Please don't overplay your part. You're supposed to be supporting me, not making
this
fun of me.
Is a microphone.
This is the headphone. These are the equipment cord which are going to wrap around your throat.
Hey.
Oh, wait a minute. Stand by.
No threats. No threats.
All right, crank this up, Michael. Somebody's watching me. A lot of people thought this was Michael Jackson.
Sure did.
So who is it for the swell prize, which is a CD of one-hit wonders, chock-a-block full of one-hit wonder songs. The song was number one, big blockbuster hit during this week in 1984. Would you like to call us now with the identity of this? This actually, I thought it was appropriate to call it a group, and I do that because there's sort of a lot of musical support behind the major voice here, but this is actually a one-hit wonder single artist. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder person. Real name is Kennedy William Gordy. He was the son of Barry Gordy and Margaret Norton. Secured his recording contract under a fictitious name so he wouldn't be accused of nepotism. His father was not impressed with his musical talent. His half-sister is actress Rhonda Ross, daughter of Diana Ross. Childhood friends Michael and Jermaine Jackson sang backup vocals. That's why this sounds like Michael Jackson, because, in fact, it is.
It's very close, yeah.
Yeah, right, mm-hmm. But it isn't. It is, but it isn't. His most recent marriage lasted from 2010 to 2013, longer than his musical career. So what name, what pseudonym, what nom de plume did this fellow use? Real name, Kennedy William Gordy. And by the way, the Kennedy came because his father was a big fan of John Kennedy. Anyway, who is this? 888-302-3684. Crank it up, Michael. What? What happened? Song over?
Michael. Michael. I know you're getting old because it's your birthday and you're hard of hearing.
Break right on the phone. He's doing two jobs because Richie's not there today. Nice going.
Blame it on Rich.
Right. Blame it on Rich. Throw him under the bus. He's probably listening right now. The bus has big tires.
No, he doesn't care about us. He's going to Turks and Caicos.
Right. All right, let's see here. Let's try Grover first. Grover, don't everybody else go away.
Oh, my gosh. Are you the Grover from Sesame Street?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I bet nobody's ever said that before.
I know. Don't
ever.
Hate me.
No. Your name's not Grover Washington Jr., is it?
No, it's not.
No, okay.
Aww.
All right, this gets boring after a while, probably. All right, so you're in Oregon?
Especially for poor Grover.
Where are you?
I'm in Arkansas.
Arkansas. Close to Oregon. All right, so what's the name of the singer here?
Is it Rockwell?
Say that again.
Is it Rockwell?
How do you spell it?
R-O-C-K-W-E-L-L.
Yes.
Yay!
That is correct. Sometimes with those southern accents, I don't know. Yeah. Get
oh,
the,
come on. He got it right. It's spot on.
Did it sound like Rockwell when he said it the first time?
You're the only one that can hear it.
Wait a minute. Stand by. He's yelling at me. What do you think of this insubordination, Grover? Should I fire them all?
Yeah, fire them up.
No. Would you like to try out as a...
I thought we had some going here, Grover. Come on.
Would you like to try for the job, Grover? How would you do as a radio pronouncer?
I don't know. I'm a teacher, so I think I'm...
Are you?
Experience.
What do you teach?
I teach English.
So did I. I taught English for 4 years, so you'd be great on the radio. You're always correcting everybody's grammar, and they all hate you because of it?
No, I'm more of a writing person.
Oh, you are? Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm one of those grammarians, and I like to correct everybody's English. All right, stand by. Grover, you're going
Good
to get
job.
The Best Swell Prize 28 after on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This weekend at Guitar Center, it's our biggest guitar, amp, and effects sale of the year. More than 300,000 instruments will be marked down below our everyday unbeatable prices. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save at least 15% on select guitars, basses, and amps $299 and up. Get deals like $300 off an American-made Gibson Les Paul. Take over 40% off on Fender All-Tube Vaporizer Combo Amps. And save up to 60% on Charvel Electric Guitars. Don't miss Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center, now through November 2nd, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from TerraGanix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Department, you need to know what's going on. You've come to the right place. We actually have a clue here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program as to what's going on here, there, and everywhere, as far as we can reach out with our tentacles. Our tentacles belonging to Jennifer Horn. She's got long tentacles.
I do.
Ken Kessler also has long tentacles. Michael's taking your calls at 888-302-3684, should you have them. So the president is remaining at the White House today to direct the response to the Ebola virus.
Good, nice of him to take the day off.
No golf
work
today.
Yeah.
No fundraising today.
All of his favorite
down
things.
Down to business. Right. Hey, wait a minute. You've heard that the House is in recess because a few of them are running for re-election, right?
Yes, I've heard that.
You got that? All right. So now, but there's a hearing on the Hill today. If they're on recess, who's going to be there to hear what the director of the CDC says about the disease? He's testifying at a hearing. So who's running the hearing, excuse me, if Congress is on recess?
Congress is always on recess. They must be prepared for stuff like this.
Mm.
They're never there, are they?
All right. So it was last week when the announcement was made that there will be screenings today. Screenings for travelers from these areas where there's a problem. It's taken them this long. The screenings didn't begin until this morning at Dulles, at Newark, at O'Hare, and at Atlanta. It took them a week to get it together.
A week and a half. It was supposed to start last Saturday, wasn't it?
Unbelievable, these people.
And then people wonder why no one trusts the government, because they just can't get it together.
Okay, today there are new versions of the iPad expected to be announced. Big event in California. Google also preparing an update of the Android mobile software. That announcement will be made, I think, on Friday, which would be tomorrow, right? Mañana?
Mañana.
Yeah. So what's the expectation there, Kenny? And this would be affecting people like me to have Samsungs and that kind of stuff.
In a box, it's going to affect people that actually carry the Samsungs with them, Dougie.
Oh, really? People yeah. actually use
Your
them?
Your phone, the one that's just wrapped up, it's going to be fine.
Stop making fun of me. I have them.
Is it Samsung that's making the announcement, or is this a Google thing?
No, this is a Google thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I had heard Samsung is working on technology that will increase their Wi-Fi capability 5 times.
Really? What would that mean? Cool. You get 5 times better service on an airplane if you're 35,000
feet? Upload, download things.
Really?
Lightning fast speed.
Yeah. Right, so this is the version 5.0 of its Android operating system called Lollipop. Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop. The company, remember when Limbaugh used to use the term lollipop to refer to Barney Frank? Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop. The company describes the update as a quantum leap forward, thanks to its revamped design and new features. Android has an 84% share of the smartphone market. So an iPhone is not a smartphone?
Yeah, iPhone is a smartphone.
So how do they
have two operating systems? One is Apple, and one is a Google-based operating system.
Hmm. The chief of engineering at Android is Hiroshi Lockheimer. What an interesting name.
Mm-hmm.
Japanese and German. That's a combination for you. World War III. What do you think that? Seriously. The guy's name is Hiroshi Lockheimer.
He's Germanese.
Germanese. Why didn't I think about that?
I don't know.
Thank you, Jennifer.
That's why I'm here, sir.
This one device, he says, should work for various scenarios in your life. Your personal life, your business life, everything all wrapped into one in this new technology. So how do you decide? This is for people who are listening to this and they go, wait a minute. We got the iPhone over here. I wonder if there are many people who have both of these systems. Have an iPhone Apple system and have a, let's say, a Samsung Droid system.
I know one. He's my friend, Christian Wheel, who does a lot of web stuff. He's a tech nerd, so he has multiple devices.
Right. Yeah. And he has both of them.
He does.
If you're in the business, I can understand that.
He likes
that.
Google. See, the real computer techies like Google because you can do more to manipulate the phone.
Can't you use Google on an iPhone? Any of the Apple stuff? Yes, you can, because I have my iPad.
You can use
Google,
but it's not a Google-based operating system.
Really?
Right.
Right.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lollipop, lollipop, lollipop.
Does this help ease your brain? So
lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop.
Gotta watch Wapner. Gotta watch Wapner.
Back around to some semblance, some paradigm that I can understand. Lollipop, lollipop. All right, so anyway, that's the news from Google and from Apple. Meanwhile, Hurricane Gonzo. Oh, wait a minute, no, it's Gonzalo.
Oh.
Right?
Is it Gonzo or is it Gonzalo?
No, it's a Category 4 storm today heading toward Bermuda. With any luck at all, it'll go to the Turks and Caicos and wipe out the weekend for Rich.
Oh, don't say that. You're
kidding. What? He's
what?
That's
so mean.
Really? You think that's too mean?
Yeah,
especially if it's Category 4.
Yeah, we don't want to like cause them any harm.
Category 1 is given
a tropical storm.
This is the only real hurricane in the Atlantic Ocean that I can remember other than we had a little one in June, right?
They rescued that guy in the bubble, right?
Yeah, that was the other. That was last week.
The guy that was running to Bermuda.
Yeah, from me.
And he got lost. He's asking people for directions.
Help! Just visualize that. Yesterday, flying that airplane, I honestly thought about this guy for a moment because I was sort of in a bubble. This is a new little single-engine four-seater plane, and the cockpit is just a big bubble, and it's not the normal. It's the stick thing. Not the you used to be able to have a half a steering wheel. I know I'm sounding pretty silly. It's cumbersome for me to describe it, but this is just a joystick. And that's what you get up there and you're forward. You go down, pull it back, you go up.
I am censoring my jokes right now. Go
good,
ahead.
Thank you. It would be very good of you to do that.
Good work.
Yeah. Anyway, so the storm heading toward Bermuda looks like it could be dangerous. This has been fiddling around. It's way out in the Atlantic, though. It's a different track than most, but the swells and the surf will hit the East Coast. The weather that we have here actually today in New England is going to be a result of, in New York as well, Hurricane Gonzalo. The weather is dark, and there is heavy rain that's predicted. When you get these associations of hurricanes, the heavy rain lasts about 3 or 4 hours, and it's gone. Done. And by this afternoon, the sun will be out. But it looks right now, looking outside at the pasture here on the farm, it is very dark, very heavy, and that is the entrail
of this right?
hurricane. It's 71 degrees right now. At this hour of the day, that's unheard of at this time of year. Very heavy, the air is just swollen with sweat. How's that for? Huh? Is that good?
Sounds like an Ebola patient.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, that's the story on Hurricane Gonzalo, for those who are wondering. The Frontier jet that carried the Ebola patient made 5 more flights that day.
Yeah.
Before anybody figured out that it had, I mean, she didn't, they didn't know what the story was with her.
You know what? I know. She knew that she was exposed.
She knew, but she didn't tell anybody.
She was exposed.
But she didn't tell anybody.
It's just so irresponsible.
It
I mean,
really
we
is.
Can
it's
throw
so
the government. Yes, we can throw the government under the bus, but there is something called common sense and common decency. And this, I'm sorry. I don't have a lot of sympathy. I mean, I feel sorry for what she's going through, but get it. You know, I don't know why you can't. Just think and say, you know what, gosh, I hope I don't have it, but just in case, I'm going to stay home.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
It is. Yep.
The fact that the CDC has to actually tell these people that they're going to go on a no-fly list now, it's just ridiculous that you wouldn't just automatically put yourself on the
right.
Bench.
Selfish. It's just the worst. It's the worst kind of humanity, frankly. The Netflix stock yesterday plunged 25%. There's going to be a story that Jennifer is going to have that will explain in the television report why it is that Netflix stock took a tumble yesterday. We'll have that story and other information from the world of television in just a matter of moments here on Good Day. Right now, as we think about fall, summer has gone bye-bye. We are 1 month, fully 1 month, into fall 2014. So you've had little time to recover. Your skin has had some time to recover. How's it doing? Bags, puffiness under your eyes that came about as a result of all that sun time, are they gone or you still have a problem? If you still have a problem, then I have a solution for the bags, the puffiness, lines around your eyes. Don't want them to look worse. You want them to go away, right? If you haven't heard me talking before about Genucel, Genucel is it's not a cream, it's a serum. It feels really interesting on your fingers. It doesn't feel like water, it doesn't feel like greasy, it's very unusual. And it goes to work and extracts the water from the puffiness around your eyes. It extracts it so that things smooth out. That's how it works. Starts in 12 hours and works and works and works. I've been using it for months because I think that it's a cool way. Jennifer, you had some. It's a cool way to address this problem. And I frankly want to have a more youthful appearance. I don't like a lot of lines on my face. And so this is something that responds to that vanity, frankly. And I don't know if it's vain. You want to look good. Feel good and looking good is nothing wrong with that. So try Genucel. Absolutely risk-free, 800-543-9262. It gets to the problem of wrinkles around your eyes, bags, puffiness around your eyes. Try it now, 800-543-9262. Try it for a month. If it doesn't have the results that I'm suggesting, send it back, get your money back, bing, bang, boom, that's it. 800-543-9262. This is the way to say goodbye to ugly bags and puffiness. No operations necessary. That number for Genucel again, 800-543-9262. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-566-6713, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-566-6713. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-566-6713. That's 800-566-6713.
I'll let Jennifer pick the order here. HBO and the news, television news, The Good Wife and television news, new TV show from NBC, Not So Fast, CNN, and layoffs. Who hosts the Oscars?
Let's start there. That's where we're starting.
All right, go ahead.
I like this story because I think it's a smart move.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Michael. Neil Patrick Harris is set to host the 2015 Oscars. I think this is a good choice. He's done the Emmy Awards twice, Tony Awards four times. He's ready, but he wasn't their first choice. Ellen DeGeneres passed on returning, yeah, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus was offered the gig and turned it down. So now Netflix is in the news. They had a big tumble with their stock prices yesterday, and the CEO came out and said, well, it's not that we over-forecasted membership growth so much. It's the fact that these programming costs and positive reaction from their original series, like Orange is the New Black, that interest has started to go down a little bit. So when you have
too much
money,
too fast.
Exactly.
Although so Friends is coming to Netflix.
Yeah, huh? But this is the big news. So they just signed a deal to get all of the Friends TV series. So if you want to binge watch the Friends people, you miss them, you can start doing that January 1st, 2015. Good way to start the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, NBC is interesting. You know, they're struggling to get back on top again. And NBC has been doing this thing where they actually axe shows before they even make it to the air. So the latest one to bite the dust is one that I was excited about. It was The Wizard of Oz event series called Emerald City, and that one got axed. Also, Mission Control is starring the girl from Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
Was this supposed to be a comedy? Is that the reason they didn't? I mean, I'd like to see a drama based on this, frankly. But
you think?
Yeah, I think
it was. I don't know if this was. I think this was more of a comedy, but really? It was supposed to debut in 2015 and it's been scratched. No, bad news over at CNN. 8% of the staff of CNN has been laid off, and the latest victim victim of the cuts is Jane Velez Mitchell. She's a frequent guest to the Good Day Show. She's out, and the entertainment union as a whole has been disbanded over at Turner and CNN. Now, Dougie, you love The Good Wife.
Yes, I do.
Get ready to say goodbye to another character.
Bye-bye, Kalinda.
Archie Panjabi. She played Kalinda, yes, but since season one, and she's won an Emmy for the role. Will depart the series when her contract is up at the end of season six. This is according to TV Guide. She has a development deal with 20th Century Fox, so she's going
to
star in
I thought she was going over to CNBC to work with Jay Leno on his car show.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Well, it is official. You know, the rumbling started last week. Jay Leno is returning. He confirmed that he's got a new primetime gig.
Good.
Jay Leno's Garage on CNBC.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, good job, Jennifer. You covered all the bases. Excellent. Mm-hmm. 51 after on Good Day.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Pit, our money pit. We all have money pits. We all have our pits. Not sure which is the bigger problem. Money pits can smell pretty much the same as your armpit. Sometimes worse.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not sure too many people have started the program with you on it with that introduction, but at any rate, that's what I was thinking. Tom Kreitler is here. The second half or other half, he and Leslie, it's Tamelia Kreitler, never mind. Leslie Segretti is the co-host. Money Pit radio show is on every weekend around the country. Great radio stations carry it. It's chock-a-block full of information. You have a messy house, a stress-filled problem, fixing leaks in the roof, getting ready for the winter, all that good stuff or bad stuff, depending on how you interpret it. There are a lot of questions that come from our listeners. We're going to get some answers from Dr. K in just a second here on Good Day.
It was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, let's get Tom's answer to some of the questions from some of you who have written in. Here's a lady named Samantha who says her house is a couple of years old, mm-hmm. basement covered with a foil-type insulation. After a heavy rain, she noticed what appeared to be sweat or wet on the lower part of the wall. How could that be? She got a crack in the basement? Is that it already? Could that
well,
be
after 2 years? You have, well, sure. I mean, most foundations have some number of cracks in them. Hairline cracks are pretty common and nothing to really worry about. But whenever you get water that follows a heavy rainstorm like that, it's always attributable to problems with drainage at the foundation perimeter. So we're talking about simple stuff here, Doug, like cleaning your gutter, something you have to do regularly this fall, if not throughout the year, extending those downspouts well away from the foundation. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, instead of typically it goes out 12 inches to 18 inches. I'm talking about 3 feet, 4 feet away. And then, of course, the last thing is make sure the grading slopes away. You know, sometimes folks do landscaping where they put like a brick edge or something like that around the house, and that retains water. You need to have that soil slope away from the walls. If you keep that first 4 to 6 feet around your house draining properly, you won't have wet basement problems.
One of the things people don't understand either, and they may not ought to, they ought not to. That's the idea, the concept of building on original ground versus filled ground. I have
that's right.
Built on original ground and we filled in around it. If you don't build on original ground, you're asking not only for problems, in the foundation,
but look at
the house settles and the ceilings crack. There are all kinds of things that can go on.
Well, remember, no matter whether you start with original ground or not, when you excavate for a basement, that first few feet around the house, it has to be excavated so you can build the walls, right? So that the soil that's put back there settles more so than the remaining soil on your lot. So that's why it has to be replenished from time to time because it's fill dirt.
I did not do that. I stripped the loam off. I built the house on original ground on the surface and then filled around it because we
went up from there.
Went up from there. So when you came down my driveway, at the point where it straightened out, I used to go down another 4 feet. Filled in all of the stuff came from an excavation next door when I was building my house, dug out the pond and just spread the stuff around, and that made it easy to have more of a perfect cellar. Yes. All right, quick question from a guy named Tyler. My dryer vent is on the opposite side of the room from the wall outlet. Vent hose kinks. Would it be okay to run PVC?
No, definitely not. You don't want to vent your dryer with PVC. It will melt.
Yeah.
So just use metal ducting. And the fewer bends you can put in that, the better. Because every time you bend the duct, it's equivalent to 20 feet of straight duct in terms of resistance.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that. Yeah, but you use that crinkled up aluminum, whatever that stuff is.
Yeah, not a good idea.
That's
straight,
not good
solid
either?
Solid metal duct whenever you can.
All right. Quack, quack. Tom Kreidler. At MoneyPit.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.